The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. If you guys didn't stay up late last night, Miami Heat lost to the Phoenix Suns 115-112. No, you didn't finish it? So the Heat lost to the Suns last night, 115-112. Kevin Durant, still good at basketball.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
For those who are not.
He is one of the few players that if he wanted to shoot every time, he could always shoot uncontested because he's so tall.
But he's so tall. He's just so smooth, right, dude.
It's a giant.
I saw Wemby's trying to do like an impression of this, and I'm like, you should just.
Looks clunky. Looks, you know,
yeah, it looks a little. This dude is smooth.
And then he did the crossover. Ooh, and took. Oh my god! I'm like, what?
Yeah, he was ridiculous. I mean, I thought really one of the plays that defined it yesterday, because it was a good game. I mean, I want to act like the Heat. It's frustrating they gave up a 15-point lead. This is what they do. I mean, like it's almost like routine. It's like, oh, the Heat are up 15 in the third quarter. It'll blow. But there was like one point where like KD, you know, KD, you should think of like KD versus Jimmy. You think, oh, Jimmy's like the defensive stopper there. Man, KD bottled up Jimmy like twice on one possession. Jimmy ends up, you know, taking up a tough three. And then they get the Haywood Highsmith, of course, got the rebound because he was everywhere yesterday. Gives it back to Jimmy. He goes to the rim. Pfft, no shot. I was like, come on, dude. So it really did feel like in the end of it, like you're expecting your star to come through, and KD came through for the Suns, and Jimmy did not for the Heat. You know, it was as simple as that. And then I don't know what fart that was to end the game. I mean, that was just terrible. You know, that put a sour taste on a game that was otherwise good, because it's like, you guys can't even get a shot off. You can't get a shot off. Ugh, that was annoying. So the Heat dropped to 3-4, and as Marcos has mentioned, it's the playoff teams. You know, you want one of these breakthroughs against a good team. This is a tough trip to start.
Here's the problem: you're playing well.
Yeah,
they're not playing bad, but it's
coin flips. You lost on 9 missed free throws the last game, and of course that third quarter against the Kings, and then this game. I mean, you lose a game with a 3-point shot. One of your max guys, 5 of 21.
Why are we talking about that?
What?
Don't you have some apologizing to do?
Me?
Go ahead, Marcos.
Look, every time Klay Thompson scores more than 12 points, my DMs are flooded with, look at him now, look, you were wrong, you were wrong. I've never met someone wronger on a player than you are on Sabonis.
What am I wrong about?
Perfect.
He was literally perfect.
Perfect. Literally perfect.
No, not just good for him. You constantly talk about how.
Congratulations. What has he done, though, dude? Like, what has he done? What has he done?
He was perfect.
What has he done? We're 7 games into the season. You guys are dazzled by fantasy basketball. What has that guy done to do meaningful winning for his team? Did you guys notice that he was on the Indiana Pacers? Now he's no longer on the Indiana Pacers. Did you see where the Indiana Pacers went last year? That's right. The Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. very good. I'm aware that that Sabonis can put up statistics. So, this is what he does.
He's a marginal stat stuffer. So he's a marginal stat stuffer. Yep. But what do you say to a guy that has a stat line that nobody else in the history of the sport has?
Who cares? Russell Westbrook averaged a triple double, then everybody wanted him out of town. Like, who cares? Now you guys are dazzled by box score numbers
because he wasn't efficient.
Dude, he's gluten-free Joker. That's all he is.
Is he?
Okay.
Joker's out there. He'll put you 20-20-15. This guy's like 16.
He was perfect. He played a perfect basketball game.
Who do they play?
No one has ever belittled a triple-double more than someone who gets 16.
Who do they play?
Nobody's ever belittled something that's never happened in the sport.
They played the Raptors yesterday.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
Oh, okay.
The Raptors? So he did this on Kelly Olynyk's head? Guy's 40.
Well.
Wait, but perfect.
Great.
Kelly Olynyk didn't play.
Who did?
Jacob Poyatl?
Jakob Poeltl?
Yeah, there you go.
Wait.
It does look like Jacob, in fairness.
Hold on.
Let's take a pause. Mm-mm.
Where's the R in this? Where's the R in this name? Jacob Poeltl. Poeltl. I don't think you're pronouncing it right.
Congratulations. You guys are a bunch of Sabonis fans. You guys are not loyal. You stick up for your guy.
Nobody's a Sabonis fan, but I'm saying
you're
a bit hard on the man that did something that
I wasn't hard on the man. He got a win over. I've never said the guy sucks. Bam typically does very. No, I didn't.
Can I just say Jakob has better numbers than Bam this year?
Look, everybody does. Bam's stinking up the joint. What do you want me to say? The guy is stinking up the joint. You guys, we love him. I'm sure he's going home tonight, like banging his head through a window. Like you think that he's feeling great about this? Nah, he sucked. He's got one good game this year offensively. One good game. When you sign $100 gazillion extension, it's not good enough. He's shooting under. How is it possible to be that tall and shoot under 40%?
Huh?
When all your shots come around the rim,
it's crazy. It's unbelievably bad. But
Bam. No, Bam wished himself because he cheated.
What?
If he would have played by the right rules, we wouldn't have had that controversy.
You think this is karma because he got one over on you?
I didn't say that.
Dominoes, it kind of just sounds like you did.
That. Leroy Mush Bam.
Leroy didn't Mush
Bam. Bam got that on his head.
Didn't realize Frog Boy was a fan of Sabonis so much.
I'm just saying.
Perfect.
You love him so much, go bet on him then.
He was perfect.
I'll bet the over on rebounds. I bet he'll come through on like someone I know.
You're lashing out today. Hey, I don't like it.
A perfect triple double, and he's still hating.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Jakob Poeltl.
He's averaging 15 and 11 right now.
Wait. Okay, and if Bam did it against the Raptors, you guys would be like, he did it against the Raptors.
That's not true.
He gave me that stupid stuff.
That's a you thing.
No, it's not. Dude.
No, dude, there's no. Wait. There's nobody who says the other team got NBA players too, so if you have a good game, it don't matter who you're playing against. It's still an NBA player. You're the one that breaks it down. Oh, they didn't play anybody. Oh, they didn't do this. Oh, they didn't do that. To make your point, right? I don't care who they play. They got pros too. They got first rounders too. They got max guys too.
Also, one game after a buzzer beater tip in. Now he's putting up a perfect triple double. Like,
you guys act like he went and threw a complete game shutout, like six for six. Like, congratulations, he went to the free throw line five times. Like, it's not like wasn't out there like double digits. Like, congratulations,
double digit bonus. What points? Yes, double digit points.
No, double digit attempts. Anything.
That's really efficient though. Isn't that good though? To score 16 or 17 on six.
That's good. That's good. That's objectively good. But, you know, it's not really expanding, you know, your arsenal there, you know?
No, it's not. No, I guess it's not.
Hey, you're terrible.
I'm not in a good place right now, okay?
Like, no, you know, kidding.
I'm not in a good place right now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.